DeepEnglish.com.
Morris Villarroel is a professor of animal physiology in Madrid, Spain. Is Morris a professor in Madrid, Spain? Yes, Morris is a professor in Madrid, Spain. What is he a professor of? He is a professor of animal physiology. He is also a life logger. Who is also a life logger? Morris is also a life logger. For the past 6 years, he has recorded the minutiae of his day-to-day life. What has he recorded for the past 6 years? For the past 6 years, he has recorded the minutiae of his day-to-day life. He uses paper, camera, video, and a fitness tracker to meticulously record his life. Does he randomly record his life? No, he doesn't randomly record his life. He meticulously records his life. Everything from what time he wakes up, to what clothes he wears, to whether he ate one piece of bread or two for breakfast is recorded. Does he record what time he wakes up? Yes, he records what time he wakes up. What about his clothes? Does he record what he wears? Yes, he records what he wears. What else does he record? He records what he eats for breakfast. He said it all began in 2010 when he turned 40. Did it all begin this year when he turned 50? No, it didn't all begin this year when he turned 50. It all began in 2010 when he turned 40. I was looking back on my life and wondering, what did I have to show? What was he looking back on? He was looking back on his life. What was he wondering? He was wondering what he had to show. I wanted for the next 40 years to have a greater sense of what I had actually done during those years. Did he want the next 40 years to be more or less memorable than the past 40 years? He wanted the next 40 years to be more memorable than the past 40 years. Over the past 6 years, he has taken over 1 million photographs. How many photographs has he taken? He has taken over 1 million photographs. Over the past year alone, Morris has taken 1,200 photos a day and filled up a total of 37 logbooks, recording everything. How many logbooks has he filled up this year? He has filled up 37 logbooks this year. How many photos has he taken every day? He has taken 1,200 photos every day. He wears a camera that automatically takes one photo every 30 seconds. Does he use a smartphone camera? No, he doesn't use a smartphone camera. He wears a camera. How often does it take photos? It takes one photo every 30 seconds. He says his wife and kids are supportive of his strange habit, but he does take his camera off during private moments. Who is supportive of his strange habit? His wife and kids are supportive of his strange habit. What does he do during private moments? He takes off his camera during private moments. Wearable cameras, like the one Morris uses, automatically take photos twice a minute. Does Morris choose when to take photos? No, Morris doesn't choose when to take photos. The camera automatically takes photos twice a minute. As you can imagine, users often end up taking lots of meaningless photos, like the steering wheel of their car. Do users take a lot of meaningful photos? No, users don't take a lot of meaningful photos. They take a lot of meaningless photos. One researcher is working on a unique twist for a life-logging camera. What is one researcher working on? One researcher is working on a unique twist for a life-logging camera. It will be a wearable camera that is connected to a heart rate monitor. What will the camera be connected to? The camera will be connected to a heart rate monitor. Instead of random photos every 30 seconds, it will only take photos when the person's heart rate rises. When will it take photos? It will take photos when the person's heart rate rises. While wearable life-logging cameras may never become mainstream, these days almost everyone has a camera in their phone, and the compulsion to record our lives is strong. What is strong? The compulsion to record our lives is strong. At live concerts and tourist attractions, a sea of hands holding cell phones over their heads is a common sight. What is a common sight? A sea of hands holding cell phones over their heads is a common sight. Seeing sunsets and other moments of natural beauty also trigger the desire to preserve the moment. What other moments do people try to preserve? People try to preserve sunsets and other moments of natural beauty. And of course, birthdays, weddings, and kids' sporting events bring out the amateur photographer in most people. What do birthdays, weddings, and kids' sporting events bring out in most people? Birthdays, weddings, and kids' sporting events bring out the amateur photographer in most people. These days, even taking pictures of food and posting them on social media has become trendy. Has eating food become trendy? No, eating food hasn't become trendy. Taking photos of food has become trendy. Of course, not all photography is unhealthy, and wanting to have photos to help us remember the past isn't always a bad thing, but it can get out of hand. Is all photography unhealthy? No, of course, not all photography is unhealthy. Can it sometimes get out of hand? Yes, it can sometimes get out of hand. The desire to capture the moment can sometimes cause us to miss the moment. What can cause us to miss the moment? The desire to capture the moment can cause us to miss the moment. What do you think? Is recording our lives causing us to miss out on living our lives?